shortly. Plus, I'll be finding out how you, yes you, are indeed winning at life. But before all of that, as ever, this is Radio 2 on the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 5 o'clock. This is Harvey Cook. Joe Biden has won the American presidential election. The BBC projects that he's crossed the threshold of 270 electoral college votes with a win in the state of Pennsylvania. Here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
It's been a white-knuckle ride. On election night, it looked as though Donald Trump was on course for a second term. But once all the postal votes were counted, momentum swung in the opposite direction. But though Joe Biden is now president-elect, there's been no concession from Donald Trump, and there's unlikely to be. He's still insisting, on the basis of no evidence that's been offered, that there's been fraud and the election has been stolen.
The BBC's Yada Hakim has been following events in Philadelphia, the largest city in Pennsylvania, as the state was declared for Mr. Biden.
This really is a historic moment, and for it to come down really to Pennsylvania with its 20 electoral college votes, the boy from Scranton, the young Joe Biden, who was born here in this state and who began his campaign here, who ended his campaign here, he visited Pennsylvania 19 times throughout this campaign period.
Donald Trump has accused Mr. Biden of rushing to falsely pose as the winner and said the election was far from over. He said his campaign will go to court on Monday.